Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point.
Good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Something you would do.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it in the middle of the game.
I make their ass push up after the game. But that motherfucker called timeout during the first quarter. He called timeout. Walked on the field and made all the motherfuckers drop. I was cracking up. Hell no, not in the middle of the game.
I don't know, but man. That sounded like... It sounded like something out your playbook, though.
No, I've done that shit at halftime, but I wouldn't call timeout in the middle of the game. I've done it at halftime. I'll 6-inch the shit out their asses.
All right, well, we even get started, man. I got to say one thing. SinCityRadio.net. Y'all got to get on that, man. We having a ball on that. Motherfuckers in that on that clowning. I'm telling you. And I'm really, really, really trying to figure out something. We got the ultimate website. I don't give a damn what anybody say. We got the ultimate website. I mean, when the fuck are you gonna see pictures like this for free,
man?
All you gotta do is sign up. You know what? And I try to be there for my fellas, but I gotta say, my fellas some punks. My fellas some punks on this site, man. I'm sorry. See all the shit that I see on this motherfucking site? Shit.
I was enjoying myself today on that.
I mean, shit. The fellas are soft on the site, man. I got to be realistic with you. Fellas are soft on the site. That's just what it is, man. The fellas are soft on the site. All right, hold on. Selena, what's happening, baby?
Hey, guys. Hello, everybody. Whatever.
Oh, what's happening?
Hello. Hi.
What's the topic?
You've been calling the show for a while now. You just only name you remember?
I said, hey, everybody. I said, hey, Cass. Hey, Zach. I mean, hey, everybody.
Yeah,
hey,
but
Father Tam.
You singled him out.
Hey, Father Tam. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. I appreciate
and he
that.
He spoke first. Dang.
Make me feel like I'm just like motherfucker coming off the bench.
I promise you, every time I call from this day forth, I'm talking to you first.
There we go. That's what's up. And treat me like I'm a starter, goddammit.
All right. Selena, let me holler at you. I know. Are you at work?
Yeah, I'm on break for a little while.
Okay, well, let me holler at you real quick. All right, now, you know, came through the other day. You know what I'm saying? Chill with you and Baby Legs.
No name dropping.
I mean, I'm just saying, I chill with you. Okay, you everybody know who Baby Legs is.
I know, but everybody don't know. I link up with that man. Just chill.
I just want to ask you a question about that night. About that night.
Go ahead.
I mean, you know, I'm sitting there and I see old girl kind of trying to make amends with you. And I seen you being a bigger woman and trying to make a, I mean, trying to let it go. But I guess my question is, I'm not going to lie, I took the topic from you. I'm like, okay, if a woman, like if a woman, you the ex, but the woman coming and the woman did some disrespectful shit, but she come and apologize. Can you be the bigger woman? And
she didn't come to apologize. She didn't apologize
to
me.
No, not you per se. But I thought about the topic, and I was asking you because, you know, yeah, I seen it come in your face, and I heard what she said. I heard the first thing that came out of mouth is, why you frowned up?
No, she said, why you ain't speak? You could have hugged me. Bitch.
Right.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so now in that case, it was like, all right, I heard it, and I'm looking at him like, ooh, this finna get ugly. But to your credit, you was a true woman about it. You didn't jap out.
I ain't go back to the old me.
Right. You didn't. I give you that. So now, and I'm asking a lady, if a woman came to you, could you accept it? Could you accept it? If she did apologize,
let me ask you a question. What was she apologizing for?
She got caught in his bed a couple of months ago.
She got caught in your man's bed a couple months ago?
He ain't my man. He a toy. He's my toy. But she got caught in his bed. She's an ex, and he live alone. So, you know, that's why, you know, it's really nothing I can say. But, you know, it was just the fact that, you know, my whole thing is don't be trying to be boo my homegirl or, you know, speaking shit to me when, you know, you have a damn motive behind it. She's his ex from high school, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, shit, she got caught in his bed. But like I told her, you shouldn't have did that shit while my son was there because he don't know you that you his ex-girlfriend. He know you through me. You know what I'm saying? So you should have been a woman because I wouldn't have did no shit to nobody that, you know, if I felt like I want to mess around with your man and y'all know your child there and they know me, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have did no shit like that. And I just told you should have kept it classy, especially if you only got some dick. That was my point to her. But she asked me for a motherfucking hug, and that just blew me away like a hug. Oh, yeah, her whole thing was she said that I was hollering at her man, and I was just letting her know, I don't want your man. You shouldn't even want your motherfucking man. So, I mean, no, and he ain't my man. So, you know, you know me better. She knows me better than that. Had he been my man, I'd have drug your little short, stumpy ass out that bed and stumped you after I finished beating his ass. But, you know, we ain't on that right now.
And she already got a man?
Yeah, she got a man. And I told her man. You know what I'm saying? But like I told her, I told your man so he can quit flirting with me. Ain't nobody going to keep flirting with you when he know that you screwing the girl that he trying to holler at. So I said, like I told her, I killed two birds with one stone. I want you to quit talking to me, and I want your man to quit flirting with me. Well, she couldn't handle it because her man don't fuck with her no more. You know what I'm saying? So she was feeling some type of way.
Why you just didn't hook up with her man?
Because he on some old, you know, let's get fucked up shit. I'm grown as hell. No, I don't want to get fucked up. And then he ain't my type. So, like I told her, you got me mixed up. You ain't never seen me flirting with that nigga, not never. I know he ain't doing shit for you. So I know I don't want his ass. I ain't got time to put work in something else. My baby daddy is my investment, if you want to put it like that. We make money and shit together and take care of kids together. Shit, long as I know he ain't spending no money, we good.
Let me ask you one more question. Did you actually see it with your eyes?
Hell yeah, I could, like I told her, the nigga opened the door. He actually wanted me to take pictures of your stupid ass, but I ain't even play you like that. You know what I'm saying? He don't give a damn about you or nobody. He don't give a damn about me if you let me walk in on the door and see your ass laying in his fucking bed. And she gonna say, you did not see me in that bed. I said, bitch, I was basically standing over your fucking head. I could have beat your ass or anything. I could have snapped pictures and post that shit to your man, to any damn thing. But I'm over 30. I ain't got time for that shit. I walked out of there, got my kid, and I walked up out that door. I ain't got time for that. And I did tell her, bitch, you got an hour to get the fuck up out of there, because on Sundays we do our family thing. And she was out within the hour, and he had dinner ready. Shit,
what's up?
So you wasn't mad or anything, right?
Yeah, I was pissed. Definitely, I'm gonna be pissed. Yeah, I was definitely pissed. But you know, didn't nobody know it but Jesus. Nah.
Well, let me ask you a question then. Let me ask you this one question.
What?
Why are you mad if he's not your man?
He's not my man. I was pissed off at her because, like I told her, if you felt like you was going to sleep with him, that was your whole point any damn way. So don't be speaking to me and trying to be cool and shit. That was my whole thing. And then,
why
you know, we still.
Hanging out? I think I'm lost.
No, we weren't hanging. I mean, it is what it is. I can't stop him from doing shit. He paid his own bills. He got his own thing. And like I said, I went over there to make sure with no extras going on as far as what we, me and him got going on money-wise.
Oh,
it ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. Shit.
Oh, so y'all
I know
was
my
over
purpose.
There. Oh, so y'all was
yeah.
over there. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not my home at all. And you know, I mean, shit. We ain't free. I mean, we friends. I ain't going nowhere, but I just had to, like I told her, don't think y'all finna rekindle old flames and shit. That ain't going to happen because he can't afford
well,
both
I know.
Of us.
He's not,
I ain't going nowhere.
You just said he's not your man. Why
no,
you
no,
me?
But he. I know he can't invest in nobody else because he ain't finished with me. Shit, and we going to keep it just like that. And if, like I told her, you ain't got shit to bring to the table but some pussy, then you got to go. Shit. Trust me.
Sounds like
she
you're a little bit mad to me.
Who, me? Well, maybe I just sound. I maybe do sound a little bit toxic, but trust and believe. I'm gonna always have the last word. Shit, I ain't got control over what the fuck he do with his dick and his pants, but I do control basically everything that go in and out them pockets. I know where every damn go.
But
shit.
This was at his crib, right? That he paid the rent in by himself, right?
Yeah.
You at his house.
Yeah, I'm at his house, and he paid part of my bills. He paid my car note, and he don't drive my car.
But
you know, we're going to keep it going. Shit, she might be twerking a little harder than me. Shit. So I don't want him to pay her car.
Okay.
You know, let's go where you can bring in his house, though. If you don't live there. I mean, you telling him she got an hour she got to go. That's his crib.
So what? I bet she was gone within an hour. But I gotta go. I'll call back in a few minutes.
Yeah, come.
I mean, somebody help me. I'm confused. If it's his crib, he pay his own bills. How could she be mad? Who he fucking with? And he ain't her man.
Look, what it is they separated right now. This is what it is. So you don't. You seem like you don't understand. I think I didn't call out. They separated. But what she's saying is when it all get done, whenever he get through doing what he's doing or whatever, they still going to be together. Because they got kids together. She done invested her life and time into this man. And that's what they going to do.
Well,
evidently he knows that and she know that. So it ain't
like. I don't
think
he do.
No, we do. He does, because if he didn't, that girl wouldn't be leaving, and he would be saying something to her. So he know too.
All right,
yeah,
I'm sorry. If I got my own crib, you can't tell me who I can and can't have at my own crib and how long they can stay.
No, I'm saying if y'all got that understanding, evidently him and Selena got that understanding. That's what I'm saying. They got that understanding.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't even my woman.
I was there. I witnessed it. I mean, like I said, old girl was there. She walked, and Selena walked through the door. She walked up, and she asked Selena for a hug. Selena looked at her like, bitch, what the fuck am I hugging you for? But now, like I said, to Selena's credit, she didn't spaz out. She just told her, like, yo. You know, I mean, you ain't got to hug. We ain't got to be friends, but we can be cordial. Now, I do give her that. Now,
hey, you know what?
Girl,
there ain't nothing wrong with that. I think that was a stand up thing to do.
And
but,
she was, and that's what I say. I can't knock her for that. I mean, we were in the living room. We were talking, and I think I think old girl got out of. I think old girl got out of pocket because. It wasn't like Selena walked in saying, hey, oh, this bitch here. And, you know, shit, Selena walked down, had a seat, poured her a drink, and, hey, y'all, what y'all been up to? You know, baby legs was cordial about it. I mean, old girl to walk up to her like, you ain't going to hug me? I think I'm like, okay, now the fireworks about to start. So now me being the nice guy I am. I instantly grabbed Selena and took her into the kitchen because I seen what she was getting ready to go. What? I mean, like Janine just said, she evidently, that's the motherfucking, that's the relationship they got.
I'm just saying, if it's my crib, I can have anybody over I want. I understand, you know, you my baby mama and all of that, but shit, you just my baby mama. We ain't, you know, if we ain't together.
Now, Cass, I've been quiet for a minute, but
on.
Could you see Father
hold
Time
on,
doing
on,
that?
Hold on. We got Selena back. Selena, what's up, baby?
Okay, I can't talk long, but I'm listening.
Okay, but now I just told him, I said, now, I seen you getting ready to go in your mold when she walked up to you. That's when I grabbed you and told you, come on, let's go in the kitchen.
Right.
So,
because that's
I mean,
what she said, you've been flirting with my man, so how you going to be mad not to tell her? You know, where you get that from? You know what I'm saying? You're lying. You know, I'm never, if I ain't anything, I'm honest. So, you know, you trying to put that in his head because he came to me with it. I didn't know who he was talking about, but, you know. It is what it is. Like I told her, don't play yourself, girl. Your man couldn't get the time of day. Trust me.
All right, now, Wick, what was you about to say? Wick.
I don't know. Father Ty said he wouldn't do it. I don't know, Father Ty. If you was in love, if you was in love, Father Ty, you said you always been a one-woman man.
Oh, all I'm saying is, if I went to my baby's mama house and she had another motherfucker in there, what the fuck can I say? It's her crib. She can have whatever the fuck she want in there. What else can I say?
And that's another thing. And like I told him, had that been the shoe on the other foot, he couldn't have took that. You know what I'm saying? We'd have been in there fighting. But like I told him, you know what I'm saying? You got to be careful what you do. You got to do unto others as you would unto them. But, you know, like
so
I was going to ask you that, too, but I kind of already knew the answer. I was going to say, if the shoe was on the other foot, I'm sure he would have been upset. We ran into that situation before, but he don't know how to control his anger like I do. He was shocked to see himself. That's, you know what I'm saying? It would have been a whole different thing.
Yeah, I bought her a drink one night. He was ready to bust my head.
Exactly. You know. You already know. So, but I'm actually proud of myself. But it wasn't even that, you know what I'm saying? Like I told you, making stuff out from where what it was. That happened over 2 months ago. And you didn't say anything since then. Don't let that liquor get you in trouble because I'm still me. Don't get it twisted. I'm just grown now. And get over it. Yeah.
I mean, and like I said, I you know, I fuck with you all the time. But I do give you the utmost credit.
Let me ask you a question, man. What the hell are you doing there? Was you like a tag team partner?
What the thing?
I am.
How'd you end up in the house? Whoa, what's that background?
Selena had her phone. Okay, there we go. We got you on mute for a minute, Selena, because your background a little noisy. Now, what would you say, partner?
I'm saying, how did you get in the house? Was you his tag team partner?
No, baby legs is family. You know, shit. I went over there to chill. We was over there on some other business. We was over there talking about some other shit, some old personal shit, and the situation arose.
He just showed up at the crib at that particular time.
Yeah, I mean,
he said that don't sound like that. Sound like a coincidence.
No. Like I set the shit up.
I'm saying Selena just happened to show up while you was there.
Yeah, I mean, Baby Legs finna have a little get together. You know, he's finna have a little get together. And I mean, shit, I guess, shit, he invited Selena.
With old girl in the bed?
No, I wasn't there for that shit.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking all this happened in the same day.
Nah, you weren't listening. She said that happened like 2 months ago.
Okay,
that
well,
happened two
I'm
months
thinking
ago.
It all happened in the same day.
Nah. That happened 2 months ago. Now they just not, you know, they seeing each other, you know. And like I said, I Selena walk in, you know. And like I said, to her credit, she was cordial. She spoke to everybody. She didn't look at her and frown her face up or nothing like that. Hey. Now, old girl walked up to her like, hey, I can't get no hug. Selena was like, okay, now you're pushing it.
Well, is old girl his woman now?
No, that ain't his woman. It's just somebody he hit. I mean, Selena explained it. Somebody he hit.
No, I'm saying right now. I'm saying, like, today, is old girl his woman? Because I'm trying to figure out. Not Selena, the other chick.
Nah, it ain't never been his woman. It's just a motherfucker he hit. That's it.
Well, see, now I'm trying to figure out why the fuck would he invite both of them?
I mean, she explained it.
Like I told her, I respected y'all relationship when we was all in high school. You should have did the same damn thing because, you know, we don't stay together, but we do have some kind of relationship going on. No, he ain't my man right now, and, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, we together on some kind of level. Respect it like I respected yours. But since you didn't, I let your man know what the deal was, and I actually thought it was funny as I was typing his whack ass, telling him that you lay in his damn bed and you would be on your way home, smelling like another man in a minute. My exact words.
There you go, Tom.
Oh, wow.
There you have it.
Now, Selena, is you and him still messing around? You and the baby daddy?
Yeah, we do from time to time. Mainly payday, so yeah.
Okay,
mainly payday.
Okay, Selena, I gotta play devil's advocate because you know I left before everybody else did. Who left first? You or her? Who left first? You or her?
Come on, now, please. Come on, now. She left first.
I was just asking.
Because,
I mean, you know.
All right. Now, look, all the way she kept on feeling like she was trying to holler at my little cousin. So she taking his number down, but she was, you know what I'm saying, they in the room. And I'm like, man, come up out this room, you know. Just, you know what I'm saying, the party in the living room, y'all come up out here. Oh, I'm just trying to get his number and everything. I said, you know, I think you feel like you got some kind of rank up in here, girl. You know what I'm saying? Freak your little heels up out of here, you know, go on in the living room. You know, get your little room number or whatever up in there. This ain't your crib. I don't care how cool y'all is, back. But no.
Okay, so
it
ain't your crib either, though.
Hold on, dog. I got a question. Because she walked past me and told me you an arrogant bastard. What was that for?
Because you see her sister, all they do is shake them butts all damn day. You must want, if you weren't looking at her, she probably took it like you was arrogant. I don't know.
I mean, because she's like, you know, I would have hollered at you, but you such an arrogant bastard. Well, first of all, I didn't say
thanks.
Shit to you. I mean, I just looked at her like,
and you,
right?
How she going to say you tried to holler at her and you explained to them bitches that you was not single? Stupid. That's what I'm saying. They love anybody who showed them attention. But, went home with somebody. Nah, she didn't want no spending the night. I told her, nah, you ain't got dibs on this bed tonight. He actually came to my crib that night.
Yeah. I mean, she walked past me. Remember, I was sitting on the steps.
Right.
And she walked past and said, I would have hollered at you, but you an arrogant bastard. Like, I'm an arrogant bastard. Like, why? Right. Where did that come from?
They're so funny.
They're
crazy.
I'm like, wow, what did that
damn,
come from?
Damn, she said that to you? All right.
Yeah. Maybe because of the simple fact I was talking to you. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, my thing was I didn't know her, so it wasn't like I was just going to be like, hey, how you doing, this, that, and all in her face. But... Yeah, I would call it arrogant.
Really?
All right. So hold up now. We've been, Liquor Store, you've been quiet about this. What's your take on
it? I have to, you know, like you said, if they got that kind of understanding, that's just how it go down. You know, can nobody, you know, on the outside, you know,
11
don't nobody really on the outside have nothing to, you know what I'm saying, say about what they do. Shit. If Selena said it's time for me to go and she gotta get out of there for an hour, obviously, the, you know what I'm saying? If she left within that hour, she obviously knew that, you know.
Well, I'm on your back.
She meant this. So, and it, I feel like the dude, for him, you know, for him to be like, okay, I'll let you in on this, but, you know, he's letting her know. He's like, okay, you know what? I ain't got nothing to hide from you. This is what's going on right now, you know what I'm saying? And shit, Selena, she checked the situation, and that was that.
Okay. Now, let me ask this. Let's just say, and I'm asking to the other women, what if you wasn't Selena? You was the other chick. I'm going to start with you, Janine. You wasn't Selena. You was the other chick. What, I mean, do you approach Selena? I mean, like old girl did, or do you just keep quiet? Let's start with you, Janine. What you think?
No, I ain't going to approach her. Hell, I ain't with him. I ain't with nobody. So what do it matter? And my thing about it is, evidently, it sounds like they were friends previously or something.
Right.
I don't know, you know, the whole details about it, but it seems like they were friends before something happened. I don't know, but
I think she said they were high school sweethearts or something.
No, I'm talking about her and Selena.
Oh.
Yeah, they were cool before. Now what I do know is that Selena and Baby Legs were high school sweethearts. Now, I do know that much. The motherfuckers been together forever.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
She gonna kill, but she ain't on here now, so I can say it.
I'm just saying the girl. I thought it sounds like her and the girl had been friends previously.
Yeah, her and Selena was cool. They had been cool.
Okay.
Before.
Yeah. So my thing is, you know, if you fucking with her man or fucking her ex man or whoever, that means all that time when y'all were cool, you want to fuck him anyway. You see what I'm saying? So as the girl, I'm not about to be all up in your face, and especially if I know we ain't in no relationship, it's me and him, you know, we ain't in a relationship, I'm just somebody he fucking. So what the fuck I'm going to go to her for and act like we still friends? You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's my
cool
take on it.
Okay, that's cool. I feel your pain. All right, Liquor Store, you not Selena, you the other chick. How do you handle it?
Okay, this is this is 2 months later, and now all of a sudden I want to act like I'm your friend. Nah, okay. First of all, you gave me, you know what I'm saying, you told me I had an hour to be out of there the first time. So the second time I see you or what, like Selena said, we done seen each other plenty of times, you know, before this particular instance. There's no way I'm going to approach you. And I'm saying, especially if you came in and I'm pretty sure you saw me, you know what I'm saying? And if you were cordial about the situation and went on about your business, then I see no reason why, you know, we should ever say nothing to one another. If we can both be there and be cordial and just have a good time or whatever, like you said, we'll get together or something like that, well, then shit, I don't have nothing to say to her if she don't have nothing to say to me.
And I mean, like I said, I was there, and for all practical purposes, and like I said, now, you know, y'all know I talk shit to Selena all the time, but I will admit she was cordial. She was. She walked in. She spoke to everybody. You know, she didn't come in with no face frowns or nothing like that. And old girl just got up and, like, I mean, Selena hugged me. She hugged
my uncle. She hugged, you know, and she hugged everybody. And the girl got up like, oh, I can't get no hug. At that point, I'm like, okay, like, you know.
And she didn't say nothing. Because I just was like, no, bitch, you don't get no hood. It's your motherfucking ass thing.
Now, Selena, like I said, and what you just said is what I just knew she was about to say. But Selena's like a hug for what? You know, we ain't like that. We cool, you know, but all that hug and shit, nah, we ain't got to do all that. Hey, well, I just want to know if everything cool. Selena said everything cool, but all that hug and shit, nah, we ain't got to do. You know, and, I seen old girl trying to play devil's advocate, you know, trying to see, like, who would be on her side. And, you know, it was like pretty much like, okay, well, you know, the situation was fucked up. I mean, any motherfucker that know them too, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, yeah, they may go through their little shit, but at the end of the day, bam, it's them. You know, baby legs ain't going nowhere. You know, and then
I ain't saying I would have caused no scene, but I would have let it been known we ain't friends. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to be friends. You know, you fucking him, whatever, I'm fucking him. So shit, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But don't sit here and act like we friends. You could just say the fuck out of my face. I don't like you. That, to me, that's you being phony. You know what I'm saying? And now you trying to play me in front of people.
Okay.
As the girl,
you should know we ain't friends. You see what I'm saying?
And that was my thing. All right, two women, you know y'all not friends. You know y'all not friends. After that incident, if y'all was, y'all not now.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say is, dude, big pimping. I don't care what y'all say. He got them both. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying. I mean, he the forgotten person in all this. He's sitting back chilling in the cut. I got both of them. I'm straight. Send one home and call the other one. Sound like pimping to me. I mean, I ain't no pimp. I don't know no pimps, but that sounds like a pimp to me. I'm just saying.
I don't know, man. I mean, like I said, I'm...
Hey, when you can have both of them in the same room at the same time, and they know about each other, you pimping.
All right, I'm gonna play devil's advocate right here. Y'all give me one.
If it ain't pimping, it's something like pimping.
A variation of it. I mean, hey, from my understanding, from all the movies I used to watch in the 70s, that's pimping. When they know about each other, and you can still do both of them.
Hold on.
Hello?
Baby Legs, what's up, dog?
What's going on, Pimp Juice?
Shit, man.
Pimp Juice,
hey,
you big pimping?
I'm doing the show, man. I had to do a show on you, man, so I had to call you.
What the fuck I do? What I do, G?
Hey, man, I had to call because, hey, the situation that arose, man, when we was over there at the crib, how you and Selena and old girl. I put it as a topic tonight, so I had to call you. Now Selena already.
Yeah, you dumb as hell.
we say you something
like a pimp.
Oh no, that's that nigga, man. I'm trying to be like him, man.
No. Ain't nothing like
it,
bro. Ain't nothing like
it. Hell no.
Now, hey, man, we heard Selena's take on it. You know what I'm saying? She called the show. She put her take in on what happened that night. And just for the fellas, I wanted them to hear your take on it.
What you mean my take on it? Come on, what happened that day?
Yeah, you know, because old girl walked up to her like, hey, you know, you can give me a hug. And Selena like, motherfucker, I ain't got a hug.
I thought Selena was going to frown on her. That's what I thought she was going to do, man.
Hey, you remember I came and grabbed you like, hey, that's what I took Selena to the kitchen. Like, hey, come on, in the kitchen with me.
Right. I'm not going to let that shit jump off like that, though, man.
So now I just want to ask you, dog, and we all want to, everybody want to know, do you think old girl was wrong for asking Selena for a hug?
Hell yeah, she was wrong. Okay. If I was right there, I would have snatched that bitch back right out of her face.
Let me ask a question, man.
All right, dog, I just got one question for you, dog. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. You're doing them both, right?
Yeah, dude, sure.
No, man, I ain't
hitting both of them. You know what, though? I was trying to hit both of them that same night, but old girl had dipped out too quick.
Boy, you stupid. But not dog. So I'm gonna let you go in a second. But like I said, so it's obvious that you felt like old girl was being disrespectful when she came up to Selena, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, ladies, now see, Baby Legs even said that she was disrespectful. See, I had to call you up, man, so you clear your name.
Okay. Appreciate that. Gratitude.
That you was a good guy.
It's going down again on the 28th, nigga. Bring everybody that's on the phone, bring your ass to my crib and get on that motherfucking pole.
I'll be there with my 28? Notebook.
You said what?
He's going to be there with a notebook. He's taking notes on your ass.
Man, I ain't doing shit, man.
Yeah, you did it big that night.
Nigga, wait till this Halloween party jump off, nigga.
Yeah, so what, we got to wear costumes or something?
Nah, you can't if you want to, shit. I ain't wearing shit. I'm going to be naked.
Man, ain't nobody fucking with you.
Say, anyway, who is you? I'm naked, man, bitch. Straight up.
You're a jackass. All right, dude, I know you got to get to work in the morning, so shit, nigga. I'm going to hit you up tomorrow. Hey, I'm going to fuck with you tomorrow.
Okay, bet, nigga.
All right, ladies. I mean, he said that the old girl was wrong. So, I mean, do he get any slack for that?
I ain't never say he did
not
wrong in the first place.
Oh, okay. What about you, Ligastone?
You're right. Me neither. Like we all said, if they got that agreement, then shit, he never did nothing wrong to begin with.
Okay. All right, big dog. Let me ask you something. If you was in his predicament, what would you have did?
I would have invited both of them over. I would have made sure that they didn't see each other. Well, you know, I'm not a pimp, so that's that numb pimp shit right there.
At the same time, granted, his situation with Selena, I mean, it is what it is, but at the same time, they free to see other people, I guess, to a certain point.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm pretty sure she told him how she felt about the whole situation. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean,
And, but I by mean, him Selena, knowing how she felt, that could have turned into something totally different.
Yeah, but Selena knew she was going to be there.
Oh, well, see, hey. Like I say, that's some pimp shit. I ain't a
all
pimp, right, so
Wick,
I wouldn't invite one of them.
All right, Wick, what about you? Would you have did it differently?
I would have told Chick not to get in her face. That's about the only thing I'd have did different.
Now,
yeah, but
you know
can't,
what?
You can't control that,
you
though.
Because you just lucked up that she didn't whoop her ass. That was just, you just caught her on a good day.
Exactly. But it could have turned into something totally different.
It could have turned to something different.
True,
I'd have told
true.
Her, look, you know, and the other chick, what the hell, I got to say something to her anyway. She told on me. She told my chick, my dude. What the fuck she speaking to her anyway for? She the one who looks stupid.
Yeah, you got Selena a point.
Selena said she
snitched out.
You snitched
yeah,
on
she
me.
Yeah, she said she snitched out.
Yeah. So
well,
what the fuck
I, if motherfucker would have told on me, I got nothing to say to you, dog.
Yeah, if I was saying something to her, we about to get it going on anyway.
Exactly. I don't got nothing to say
okay.
to you. You told my woman some shit.
I don't got nothing to say to you because you been snitched on me, goddammit.
All right, hold up, fellas. Down to ladies, let me ask y'all. Now, if y'all was, yeah, like, once again, y'all not sleeping, y'all the other woman, and you got snitched on. Now, she didn't, Selena didn't call your dude and told her, hey, she at dude house right now. How's your feelings? How's your feelings towards Selena?
Before y'all answer that, she was wrong for that shit, too.
You saying Selena was wrong for it?
Yeah, I think she was wrong for that. Telling dude.
I mean, okay.
But the lady can answer the question, though.
Well, I don't know. Cause if I came up to her, then that was my intention, was to fall somewhere, though.
Right, so your intention wasn't, I mean, if you walked up to Selena, your intention wasn't good.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. That's what I was thinking, because she was like, you know, you told my dude, but it's all good, and, you know, I'm like, told her dude, what the fuck? You know, like I said, I've been knowing Selena since we was kids. I seen her face rev up, you know, and I think Selena, I wish she was on here, but I'm pretty sure, I'm safe to say that Selena was getting ready to fire off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I grabbed her, like, hey, come on, let's go in the kitchen. Let's go holler. You know, because Baby Legs, he was over there talking to somebody else. Now, I mean, all right, before we even finish this, Liquor Store, all right, you the other woman. What's your take on it? I mean, if you walked up to Selena, what was your intentions? Some bad shit, or was you genuinely trying to say it's okay, we cool?
Who, me? Nah, if I walked up to Selena, then yeah, I wanted to start some stuff because you just don't. Like I said, we've already bumped heads or came, you know. We've already been there. If I come up to you, then, I mean, yeah, what was said the first time was enough. That was enough for us to say, like you said. We done seen each other before then, and if they nothing jumped off before now, ain't no reason to now. So if I come up to you, yeah, I'm just trying to start the shit.
Okay. Well, now, I guess the second part of the question is, all right, you know, didn't that jump off to your knowledge? Until you got home. Now, you got home, oh, bitch, you been with this nigga. This motherfucking baby mama just called and told me. So now, do you feel like Selena was right for that one? Or do you feel like, all right, she was on some haterism and shit?
Well, okay, I just checked her first, so I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe I have to be in that situation. I can't say. I don't know.
No, I believe she got what she deserved. She betrayed her friendship, so she betrayed her. You know, it was just a betrayal on top of a betrayal.
Well, I mean,
you don't make it right, though.
One don't make the other one worse than the other.
Even if you don't call it that, you know, it was like you bogus because okay, your dude been trying to flirt with me and I never even went there with him. But you know what I'm saying, you been caught with who you not I fuck with. So, you know what I'm saying? I totally that. If I call it what you wanna call it, like fish, what goes around comes around. You don't do fucked up shit to people who ain't doing you. You know what I'm saying? I've been minding my own business. I'm not bothering you. I ain't fucking with your situation. You come in here and you trying to, you know what I'm saying, start some shit with me. So, what goes around comes
around. So both of y'all saying that she was right by telling dude?
I mean, I'm not going to call her right or wrong. I'm just saying if she did it, I'm not, I ain't mad at her. She told on me, I'm not mad at her. Right. I understand. I'm not going to say it was right. I'm not going to say it was wrong. I'm not going to say I would have or wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have to have been in the situation myself in order to completely understand, but I'm not mad at her.
I agree with y'all. I ain't going to say it was right, but I ain't going to say it was wrong, but it sure wasn't right.
I think it's completely wrong. That's just my opinion.
I mean, why? Her dude was trying to flirt with, you know what I'm saying, with Selena. And he didn't feel it was wrong for him to try to flirt with her. So why is it wrong that now, you know what I'm saying, now you know your girl is just fucking somebody else. Are you
people
sitting up here
flirt
trying to
all
flirt?
The time. People okay. flirt all the time.
Well, it sounds like to me, because it seems like it's a missing component. It seems like they was doing threesomes. Now, Lynn ain't on the phone. This is my own perception. It seems like they was doing threesomes and then she went and slept with him on her own. But you supposed to be her girl or whatever. And then the other girl's man looking for Selena to do it with him. Letting her know, like, bitch, I could have did your man by myself, too.
You see, great minds think alike. You caught what Baby Leg said. Oh, I was trying to get both of them.
I heard that too.
So Janine, that's why I like you because hey, you caught the same thing I caught. I'm like, oh, okay. It's like I'm trying to keep both of them here tonight.
So
okay.
As a woman who has done a threesome, I know stuff like that don't bother you. You know what I'm saying? And because that's what she was. She was the bitch that we brought in. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It wasn't nothing else. So she called herself trying to be slick, you know, because this type of shit that happens, you know, sometimes when you do threesomes, you get that one bitch. Who, you know, who she thought her shit was the shit. So, you know, she wants to come back and do him by herself or blase, blase. You know what I'm saying? But unbeknownst to her, you know, oh, bitch, your man trying to do the same shit. You see what I'm saying? But see, I was trying to be more of a friend to you. You see what I'm saying? Knowing that shit don't work. You know what I'm saying? Going behind, you know, people's backs and shit like that. But so she went ahead and told her. So I can kind of see, you know, looking from that perspective, that's what I'm saying. You know, I can't down her for what she did. She did what she did. Her man was talking to Selena anyway. He was trying to do her anyway.
Now, dog, you gotta look at this, dog. You gotta look at it from the point that me and Janine look at this from. You know what I'm saying?
I am seeing that.
I mean,
okay, if she went and did do it by herself, okay, that's fine. But you know what I'm saying? Why you got to bring the other person into it? You just doing that because now you're mad. You know what I'm saying? Did you call me, if I'm dude, did you call me when y'all first started doing the threesomes? No. I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't find out about it till you got mad. So you're wrong for that. If you're going to tell me, you should have told me when it first started. Don't wait till you get mad and then tell me about it.
What if they did threesomes with
I really do, but damn, Father Time got a point.
I feel his point. I feel your point, dog. But now, at the same time, my thing is this, like, okay, that's just like, it's just like you doing, y'all doing your threesome thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, threesomes are pretty much a hush-hush type of thing. You know, I mean, like, if you got a man, you know, it's kind of hush-hush. All right, let's keep this on the hush. You know, I brought you in. We're going to keep this on the hush. It ain't going to get back to yo, dude, because, you know, that way ain't no animosity going. But now you saying, fuck this. You finna go behind my back and fuck my dude after I didn't let you fuck him already. I mean, if you want to fuck him again, you know the rules to it. You want to fuck him, you know, call me. Call me. And you might have got the scenario Janine told him. Well, shit, I'm busy. Get your ass over there. But you trying to say, well, fuck it, I'm gonna eliminate the middleman, and I'm gonna go straight for self.
Yeah, trying to be split, going behind her back.
Right. Yeah, I Ariel in that.
Yeah, but the point is, she didn't tell dude until she got mad.
I mean,
until
because
old girl
they had
got caught. That's when she told dude.
And if we hypothetically speaking, if this is the case.
Right.
I mean, because they had an agreement. They had an agreement that she broke.
But why
can't you
have this? Oh, dude,
that's agreement between
that girl,
them. Dude didn't have nothing to do. He wasn't part of the agreement. So why tell me?
He does
okay.
know what's going on. He may not know that his girl did a threesome with him, but he know that she bi. He know that she like women. I bet you that. And see, in his mind,
that ain't got nothing to do with the point, though. Why tell me? Why wait till you get mad to tell me?
Why is he talking to Selena? Why is he trying to get with Selena if there's nothing going on in that scenario? See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's another scenario that's missing. There's something
else going on. He's been flirting with her all this time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Apparently, the four of them been friends for a while. This dude been flirting, and, you know, all this shit's going on. They've been friends for
uh-huh.
a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now you're flirting with you, I'm flirting with you, and you're not flirting back, right? And then all of a sudden now you're mad at my girl, so now you're gonna call me and tell me some shit that's been going on with my girl that I didn't know nothing
mm-hmm.
about. You know what I mean? First of all, I'm probably not going to believe you because you're telling me some shit because now you're angry. So now you could be making some shit up. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Until I talk to my girl. But my
point
is,
you
got to
realize if your girl ain't at home, there's a good chance that she ain't lying.
Well, I'm just saying, I still got to talk to her first. You know, I motherfucker can call you and tell you anything about your mate. You don't know it's true until you actually talk to your mate. You know what I'm saying? Okay, she ain't here. She ain't here right now while you talking to me, but still, I'm still going to talk to her first. I'm going to find out what's going on. I'm going to say what you told me, and I'm going to take it to her. Because, number one, you're telling me this shit out of anger. You're mad. You mad at my girl. So now you're telling me all the dirty little secrets. You see what I'm saying? And I think that's just wrong. I think it's wrong. Because if you're going to tell me, you would have told me when it first started. That's all I'm saying. I just think it's wrong. I think she was wrong for telling dude.
Oh, well.
She said it out of anger. You know what I mean?
Well, she said that. She said she was mad.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's my point. I think she was wrong for telling dude. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think that shit was wrong. He didn't have shit to do with it.
Well, he
you know what I mean? Ain't nobody called me for a foursome.
How do you know?
That's why you're mad. That's the real reason why you're mad. How he getting up there getting threesomes? I ain't getting no damn threesomes.
Damn right. So why you calling me? Tell me about this shit. Y'all ain't invite me. I don't want to fucking know about it. Nobody invite me to shit. But y'all been doing this shit for months. Now y'all want to tell me about it. Because y'all
That's
mad.
That's why he really mad.
Damn right. He had the right to be mad. I'll be mad too. Nobody invited me to shit. How long this shit been going on? I'm just saying. He got every right to be mad. He missed out like a motherfucker. Shit been going on 6 months. He ain't know shit about it.
You were not the chosen one.
Exactly. Got the door looking in, but he can't join. They got the deadbolt on. He can't even get in. That's some bullshit.
Right.
I'd be mad to the motherfucker if I was him. If that's the scenario. I mean, we don't know if that's a scenario or not.
I mean, no, we just hypothetically speaking. We just shooting.
I'll be mad in a month. If my girl's friend called me and told me that they was doing threesomes, I'm like, how long y'all been doing threesomes? Oh, we've been about 6 months. Oh, really? What the fuck was I at? Ain't nobody called me.
Well, now, at the same time, you gotta. Maybe they didn't call you because you the type of person that don't want to do them.
Mm-hmm. Shit, if he get it, I want to get it too.
No,
now, how come
no,
you can't call
no,
your friend
no,
over
no,
why you always
no,
going over
you
there?
Because you ain't going to want to see nobody else with your chick.
But you know what, though? That ain't even the point. The point is I never got an invite, even if I would have said no. Y'all didn't even give me a chance to say no.
There are some people who don't go around doing threesomes with other couples. Like, Selena might only want to do threesomes with him.
I still didn't get no invite. That's my point.
But you're not going to get invited.
Well, give me a chance to say no.
Wow, so you can suspect everything
right,
I do
so
from that point on?
Right, so you can fuck everything up? No, everybody know how you gonna act. So they gonna be like, we ain't fucking with him.
Man, that ain't the motherfucking point. I didn't get no invite. And you supposed to be my girl and you over here fucking this motherfucker? For 6 months and I didn't even know about? Man, please. It's going to be a misunderstanding up in here.
I'm saying fuck all y'all. I got a problem with all y'all. Fuck that.
See, there you go.
Should've,
see?
You
on the same page. Fuck
yeah,
that, dog.
What I do. We shouldn't have told him. Not because y'all mad at each other. Y'all little thing fucked up. Now you want to get me pissed off, too?
See, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I'm killing all you motherfuckers.
Damn, not kill everybody, Wick.
I'm killing all you motherfuckers. Fuck that shit.
Damn.
See, you understand what I'm talking about, dog?
I feel you a lot of times. They mad at each other,
so now they want to bring me in.
Now you want to get mad and tell me about it. I feel like you rubbing that shit in my face now.
Exactly. That's exactly how I would take it.
Fuck y'all. Y'all kept this secret for 6 months. How you want to tell me? Your sons are bitches. I can't wait to see the dude. Oh yeah, man. Let's go have some drinks, motherfucker. Y'all been fucking for six. So you been getting too pussy for 6 months, huh, dude? And you couldn't even invite me, huh, you low-down son of a bitch? Oh, dude, what you talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah.
My point exactly. Exactly what I'm talking about. Just don't do that shit out of anger.
And then you faithful ass, you want to call and tell me about it because they left your ass out like I've left out?
Right.
Now, you how, now you see how I feel, motherfucker. So you want me to feel just as miserable because you feel miserable.
Right, because you got left out.
Because you got left out, you dirty motherfucker. I'm definitely cussing your ass out. You know, I'm a player. Yeah, they've been fucking for a year without you then. You just started the first 6 months. Oh, bitch, you missed a whole year.
That's all I'm saying.
Boy, these two motherfuckers ain't shit, boy.
I'm just saying, man, that's kind of fucked up, you know, because you feeling bad because they left you out. Because they left you out. Motherfucker, I've been left out 6 months.
Exactly.
Y'all out here partying, fucking each other. I'm at home, goddamn, looking at a porno jacking off. What kind of shit is that?
God damn.
You come on, go, nah, I'm tired. Hey, Cass, she come on, nah, I'm tired tonight, baby. Oh, I see why you've been tired.
Right, you've been tired for the last 6 months.
Oh, shit.
But you go on every other night.
Yeah, it's going to be a
problem.
Right.
You're tired.
Yeah,
you've been
going to be a
problem. For the last 6 months. Oh, you've been fucking
there. Yeah, okay. All right, fellas, since you put it that way, I understand. I feel you on that. Since y'all put it that way, I kind of understand y'all point.
I mean, he made a great point. Motherfucker told me because they got left out.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Motherfucker, I've been left out for the whole 6 months. You get left out one time and now you pissed. Now, time your wife passed the mark after 60 times.
To her defense, she even said she was not pissed because they did what they did. She was pissed because this came at her like, you know what I'm saying, everything was all gravy after that.
Okay, and I can understand that. So what pissed me off, too?
I didn't leave you out.
Motherfucker, I've been trying to hit you by yourself from the beginning.
Okay, so look, if now it's so like this, now you take the attention off yourself. Now it's like, okay, bitch, you trying to come at me dirty. Now you got a problem with your niggas. So now y'all at it. And it ain't got shit else to do with me after that. Now I just started a war between you and your nigga. Because you
was like, mad. Because you were mad. That's why.
You've been lying to your nigga for 6 months. And you knew him. And now you put that nigga like, what are y'all
the nigga in the end, the nigga that didn't get enough for the 6 months left in the end. Because now he got to goddamn whoop his woman ass, fuck his dude up. And now he just know his hope for trying to fuck you is down the drain.
Yeah, he all fucked up.
Yeah, he all fucked up.
So he might as well just move on.
He don't even get the consolation prize.
Hey, he got in two fights, lost his relationship. Can't
and
fuck the motherfucker I've been trying to fuck for the last 6 months.
Yeah, right now I can't stand you because you told me.
Yep. The flirt shit is over with now. I hate your motherfucking ass.
But I got to feel sorry for him. Old guy.
Yeah, he was put in a bad situation.
Yeah, he was the victim.
I got to agree with you, dog. I would love to be a fly on the wall in that crib, though, when she got home.
Man. Oh, man. I don't know if a fly even wanted to witness what would have happened.
I'm just saying, I thought, you know, that right there makes her wrong, man. She shouldn't have done that shit. And dude done lost his woman. He done lost everything. And he know nothing about it. He had no clue. He had the career watching Jerry Springer.
And he just don't know he's going to be on the episode.
Right. You know, I'm watching Jerry Mathis' phone ring. Hey, your woman over here fucking my man. What? Huh?
Hold on, man. We got a new caller. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
This is a prepaid call from a Minnesota correctional facility. Please stay on the line, and somebody will be with you shortly. You may begin speaking now.
Fuck whoever calling. Whoever's going to do that. What's up?
What's up?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Who is this?
This is Big Lucius.
Big Lucius?
Big Lucius.
What's up, Big Lucius? What's poppin'?
Man, I've been here for 16 years, man. I just want to know, man, does your bitch look good?
Who are you talking to, dude?
Can your bitch send me some photos?
I don't know, but you
hang up on this fool, man.
Anyway, like we were saying. Selena, what's happening, baby? You're back.
Yeah.
We done conversated with Baby Legs tonight.
Oh, shit, you did.
Yeah, you know
I
had to call.
That's why I just got that call. Yeah, I did.
Oh, did you get a call?
Who, me?
Yeah, you got a call from
him? Yeah. I just got off the phone with him. Was he showing out? Let me know before I go make this run he asked me to do.
Nah, he wasn't showing out. He said you was, and everybody agreed. He said you was totally in the right. He said the only he said he thought you was gonna bust the bitch in the face.
Mm-hmm. I'm grown, sad. See, I'm grown up, Cass. You hate me. What else he say?
And all night, I've said all night that you displayed. I mean, I was utterly surprised. I really thought that you were going to fucking kill this girl.
It's bigger than her. Shit, we got shit to handle. I ain't thinking about her.
I'm just saying.
You, I don't ask the real question that me and Father Time want to know. Why you tell the dude?
Tell the dude what? I told you why I told him, because I wanted him to quit flirting with me. And I want to have to quit speaking to me. But it clearly don't work. It didn't work. Because I felt like this shit. The same reason why, you know, and that's another thing. Okay, let me go back. I've been messing with this guy since I was 18, 19, one of the two. And, you know, she done broke up with him. She actually kind of broke his little heart, I would say. He won't admit it, but she did somewhat bruise his little heart because she was a little bit older than him. So, when I got him, you know, she moved out of town and everything. So, when she came back, she was like, damn, Selena, you a master down here? I said, yeah.
So,
you know, he used to be my homegirl. Yeah, you know, they went together or whatever. But, you know, that's why I keep telling her, y'all keep saying we was friends. We was never friends. You know, we had it bad in school. You know, we was never friends. And I never disrespected her or whatever. You know what I'm saying? As far as mess with him or whatever. But they used to be, you know, all her little homegirls be here. She'd be talking to such and such. She too fast for you. You need to be with her. You know, little silly shit like that. Because he came and told me, but I never confronted them about that. So, you know, I just felt like, hey, you know, since we playing that game, okay, since and that came to mind, you know, y'all used to tell them little silly shit. So I just felt the need to tell him. And plus, I want him to quit flirting with me. I mean, you know, right, let him know what I'm saying.
Let me check this out. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask you the question that everybody want to know.
What?
Was y'all doing threesomes? You, him, and her?
My baby did. I never did a threesome with her. But you know what I whispered in your ear that night, Zach? And I promise you, it could have happened. But no, never. No, I never had a threesome with him, and I never had a threesome with nobody. You know, I never had a threesome with him. Period. No. Never. A lot of people think that's the type of relationship we got, but no, never, never, ever.
Well, damn, baby, who are you trying to convince, me or you?
Who, me? I mean, like I said, I'm honest if anything, shit. I ain't ashamed about what I do, but no. I can't see myself really ever doing that with him.
Well, that kind of changed the story a little bit because last you was the other woman. She was the first.
Who? No, I was never the other woman. No, honey. It was years that they had broke up before I even came to messing around with him. No. Get it? Got it? Good.
Well, you was the second.
No, I was never the other woman.
You wasn't first.
I mean,
if that would help you sleep at night, you can call it the runner up or
who is this?
The next one alive,
weak dude.
or the next
this
one alive,
weak, yeah.
Whichever
one you were with. It's a little weak.
You wasn't with him
this
first.
Is weak. Let me learn you something, sweetheart.
When I went to school, I always thought one was one and two was two, first and second.
Mm-hmm.
You wasn't with him first.
I wasn't
but
first
that
or
second.
I wasn't first or second, and neither
yeah,
was he. We was never first. I sleep
that's
good every
you.
Night, and I sleep.
But that's what helped you
I really
sleep at night.
Do.
He called
it
me. What number did he call? We'll say you were zero.
Okay, you like to hear yourself talk, so let me quit talking. Like I said, I was never number two, three, or four, and I do sleep good at night. Trust me, I sleep very well. I pay to sleep well at night. But as far as being number two, like I said, I never disrespect her, flirted with her, with him, around her, behind her, or none of that. So, no, I was never another woman. I ain't nobody's other woman. I'm playing
so you and her have never been exactly friends. You would never
no,
consider
never
yourself friends at no point in time.
No, you know, we said highs and byes. You know, I consider my friend is one of each other's house, or you know what I'm saying? You know, being, you know, smoking a little weed and shit. Back and back. We never did that. No. We didn't even have
Y'all just associates. You knew her, she knew you.
Right, and we was in a couple of classes together. You know what I'm saying? But no, never. I even had to get, you know what I'm saying, I was his sister's friend. So you know, I guess she felt like we was kind of cool because, you know, we all used to be over there when she used to come pick him up or whatever. But like she used to ask me in school, people keep saying, y'all mess around? No, that's my girl, my brother. You know, no, that ain't me. No, I wouldn't even be, you know, speaking to you if I felt like I wanted to mess around with this little dude. Come on. No.
I don't even remember her. I don't even remember her or her sister. I don't. I don't remember either
one. No, because they lived on Georgia Street. They lived on Georgia Street, but they moved, you know, to Indianapolis years ago. I mean, I'm talking about them. See, I'm talking in 98. It had to be like 95 or 96 when they moved up here. Wick, I sleep very well at night to answer your question.
Well, I'm glad you do.
Yeah, you're damn right. I do.
Runner up.
Not runner up, please. I ain't even
so
my
runner
up. Honey, please. I never had to compare myself to another woman. Because I'm fully woman from head to toe.
Well, I tell you, I said you was wrong for telling dude didn't have nothing to do with that.
No. Oh, but he did. But he did because another thing, we as far as him, like I told him, you know my dude and you know you're coming at me crazy when me and him both have came to your house on something else. And, you know, why would you try to holler at me? You know, and I just told him. Shit, I ain't got a last to know damn body. I told him he tried to holler at me. So
you said you were single.
Huh?
Why shouldn't he try to talk to you if you ain't got, if dude ain't your man?
No. No.
Try?
At the time, me and him was together when we came over to his house. He seen me at the club with a friend, man, and he tried to holler. And, you know, I just let him know, you know, I don't get down like that shit. And he's smiling in his face, you know. But, you know, that's the type of mentality. I mean, I don't like to put it out there, but the people that I've ran across in Glen Park, you know, they call each other friends and stuff because they, you know, and they sleep around with each other, boyfriends and girlfriends. You know, I don't do that. So this shit is new to me. But they still do that. I'm talking about the homegirls and the homeboys. You know, that's their thing. And I could never get used to that. But, you know, she felt like it's cool for her to sleep with him and still, you know what I'm saying, be cool with me. I don't think that's cool, but that's what they used to because that's what they do.
Yeah, I don't think that shit cool neither.
No,
I agree 100% on that. That shit ain't cool to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling her. Why'd you say I could have gave you a hug? I mean, what are you talking about? Come on, now, you're doing too much for me. But whatever. And it would have taken me 2 seconds to drop her if that's what, you know, I was on. But, no, I ain't on that shit. I got too much to lose. I ain't playing with these little girls on my piece of meat. That ain't me.
What if you would have lost?
No, I wouldn't have lost. Trust me. I wouldn't have lost. Nope. That wasn't going to happen.
I don't know. Maybe that's why you stood tall.
Nice.
I don't doubt. I don't know.
Nah. I never doubt. You know what? No, because I ain't scared to lose. Shit, I could take a hit. That wouldn't have mattered either, but not hurt. No, it wouldn't have. And it wouldn't have took long. It probably even wouldn't have took both hands. But no. Hell no. You know, like I said, I got a lot to lose out here fighting and tussling with some bars over a piece of meat. No. No. I'm way up with 30, damn near 40. No, you can catch me out here like that.
Yeah, if you're almost 40, you're a little too old to be out there trying to tussle with somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Hell of a situation.
All right. I need my ladies to chime in. I need my ladies to chime in. Janine, what you thinking?
About what?
I mean, the whole situation itself.
How the hell I ended up the topic?
I don't know. It was fun. And I had a ball. I had a ball that night, with the exception of the bullshit.
Fucking with Earl.
Talking to Earl. But other than that, I had a ball. But, Janine, chime in on me. Let me know what the ladies feeling.
I don't know. I just feel like I already said she was wrong, and I already said, I mean, the girl was wrong, but, and I already said if that's what Selena did to tell her man, then that was on her. I don't see nothing wrong with revenge or betrayal or whatever. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Okay. Look at something.
Because everybody going to get one coming to them. Believe it.
All right, Olivia.
Excuse me. just know when I get upset, I'm worse than Olivia. So you can believe that.
Here, honey. Get it.
Ain't nobody thinking about no goddamn Olivia. That's tomorrow's topic. And by the way. Since we own that, we gonna get on these scandal motherfuckers tomorrow. I'm letting you know that now. So any motherfucker, any one of you scandal fans that's on here, that's listening, yeah, tomorrow we on scandal. We on scandal, and I'm on scandal hard. So tomorrow we gonna get on scandal. But now, Ligastow, what is your take on tonight?
Well, I think I see everybody's perspective. You know what I'm saying? I think the dude didn't do nothing. Well, I don't know. I can't say that now because we had a whole other scenario going on.
I mean, like I said, we call baby legs. We let it, you know what I'm saying? AKA Ricky Spanish.
and he said, you know, if it had been, you know, up to him, or like you said, he thought he was going, you know, Selena was going to cut loose. But he gave her credit, and he said the other chick was wrong. And I mean, you know, like you said, at the end of the day, everybody really knows who's with who, you know what I mean, and whatever side shit they got going on ain't gonna stop whatever, you know, the real deal is. So, shit, like, each his own.
I mean, like I said, he didn't say nothing bad about you. Like he said, if he was in there when it started, he would have told her to shut the fuck up.
That's what he said. He said, get away from her.
Yeah, he said he'd have told her, get the fuck away from her. Fuck you, you know, like, what the fuck you in her face for? Now, I guess it's on my fellas. I guess it's on my fellas because my fellas feel like Selena. And, you know, I'm the neutral man in it. But my fellas feel like you was wrong, Selena. The fellas feel like you
just
was wrong.
Say you wasn't wrong for her coming in your face. We said you should have beat her ass because we shouldn't have trusted the bitch anyway because you told on her. That's what we said, because she could have been up to something. I wouldn't trust that bitch anyway. I just said it was wrong for you to tell dude, because we thought he was an innocent bystander in this shit.
Right. So I'm right. You know what I'm saying? Y'all said she was wrong.
And I say so? Shit. That's
exactly what I'm talking about.
She ain't gonna do nothing. He ain't either. And the thing
I think that first scenario jumping off around here, y'all.
Baby legs would have told him eventually. That's what he do. Shit.
Somebody got left out.
But if a dude would have did that, y'all would have called him all types of punk motherfuckers.
Yep.
Stop.
Why your bitch ass gotta tell my man?
Yeah, you see? That's fucked up.
Yeah, well, you man and we're not, so that's the difference. Sorry.
Next.
Hey, no, next, he made a good point. If the shoe, if we flipped it, it'd be totally different.
And she could have got me a punk-ass bitch or whatever. Shit, but like I said, it wasn't like... Like I said, I just killed two birds with one stone. I ain't got his ass in my inbox no more. Shit, talking about some what's up. I don't know what the hell the what's up is. Shit.
Inbox your ass, too. Shit. I'm going to
inbox you what's up.
For one thing, you done broke his heart because he definitely know he ain't going to get no pussy. Now he really messed up because he ain't going to fuck his girl no more because she's fucking on him. You just fucked that man's whole world up.
I mean, trust me, he wasn't getting nowhere with me in the first damn place. And trust me, if you, all he giving up is a blunt and some damn weed, a blunt in a bottle, he'll get another one. Shit. It ain't hard to catch a bitch like
her. I'm going to tell you like this, man. Now, this is just my perspective. I'm the type of motherfucker, I'm not going to be sitting there. I mean, I see what. I'm saying this from the flip side. You know what I'm saying? Because I done been in this scenario where I didn't talk my motherfucking woman. You know what I'm saying? And I could have been a dog ass nigga like, hey, you know, hey, why? You know, I could have did that, but shit, you know, no, that ain't me. You know, I ain't gonna be. You know, but at the same time. I see what she's saying. She's saying, dude did this, he did that. And she felt like, okay, I can get rid of her and him at the same time.
Well, we totally opposite, dog. When I found out my friend was cheating on me, I was ready to kill everybody in the house. I had to buy a wig, man.
I mean, kill everybody in the house. What shit? Everybody ain't did nothing to you, just her.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
Yeah, once I talk down.
I mean, that's just like, shit. If I heard it. When I found out, fuck it. I mean, shit. I ain't trying to kill everybody in the house. Shit, everybody didn't do nothing, just that motherfucker. You know? Shit.
Fuck that. You know, motherfucker was a part of her.
So another way.
I mean, hey, if that's how you handle it, dog, you're a better man than me, because I would have handled it totally different.
I mean, so I'm saying, and I'm just asking the question: if the scenario come up, you know, you feel like everybody a part of this is against you.
Yep.
I mean, but you got to realize. So I mean, okay, let's just say for instance,
they knew what was going on. Ain't him.
Right. So, okay, when I'm saying everybody, I mean, who are you talking about, like everybody?
Everybody in the goddamn house.
What, like her kids? Her
everybody.
Kids?
I feel like everybody knew except me.
Okay, so now you really think her kids were supposed to tell you?
Goddamn right.
You
I mean, I know it don't happen like that, but...
Hell,
right.
you didn't even like them.
Right.
You didn't
so
even
why
like
the fuck them. Would they tell you?
What would they tell you?
I'm just saying.
Dude, they...
I don't know, man. The anger in me, the anger would just come out. I try to be a calm, even keel type person, but in those type of situations, the anger would take over.
It could if you let it, but at the same time, you can't get mad at a motherfucking child. I can't get mad at a child because a child didn't say, hey, my mama cheated. That don't make sense.
That's a good point.
All right, what about the sisters and everybody else then? You gotta get mad at somebody.
Oh, how the fuck? Okay, let's be realistic. How the fuck you expect her sister to tell you that she's cheating? Come on, man. That don't even sound right. Because if my sister told, which my sister have told, but shit, I mean, you know, really? I mean, my sister telling you that I'm cheating? Come on, man. You know what? I'm going to tell you like this, dog. I didn't get mad at nobody but the motherfucker that did it. The motherfucker that did it is the only motherfucker I got mad at. I mean, I can't get mad at your sister. I mean, shit, at the end of the day, that's your sister, not mine. I can't get mad at her because she didn't tell me. Shit, do you expect...
I don't agree with that, man. I don't agree with that.
Cass, it sounds good as hell what you saying, but your anger, yeah, you will blame it on the sister too.
Hold on, brother, because you know, and not to put my business out there, but you know that this situation didn't happen to me before. I didn't get mad at the sister. I didn't get mad at the sister at all. What the fuck am I getting mad at the sister for? Like, the sister really going to betray her blood to tell me because we cool? Come on, bruh. You got to be out your rabbit ass mind. If you sitting there thinking that this sister, I mean, what, unless you, would you fucking the sister? If you ain't fucking the sister, there's no reason for her. I mean, I don't give a fuck how cool y'all are at the end of the day. That's her sister. Or her brother, he or she ain't gonna tell you what the fuck his or her sister's doing.
On that note, the defense gonna rest on that. I'm just gonna rest on that.
I'm not resting on that. First of all, let me let you know a secret, man. Everything you said may be right. Excuse me. Everything you said may be right. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, with me, I'm going to be mad at everybody because I know me. You may be mad at just that one particular person. I'm going to be mad at every motherfucker they know.
I can't. Why, nigga?
That's just how I am.
And you fucked up then. You are really fucked up.
Like I say, that's my anger coming out. My anger is going to tell me to be mad at every motherfucking body. I'm mad at every goddamn body.
Well, let's just be glad you ain't gonna got you put in prison yet. Because, I mean, their loyalty don't lie to you, man. I mean, that's one thing that I've learned. Don't know. I mean, a motherfucker can be the coolest motherfucker in the world, but their loyalty don't lie to you. Their loyalty lies to their fucking family, just like your loyalty. Nigga, so my thing is this. Would you tell on me?
You're missing my point, man. You're missing my point. I'm not mad at a motherfucker because they didn't tell me. I'm mad at them because I'm fucking mad. I don't need a reason to be mad at you. I'm just fucking mad. So I'm mad at everybody. I don't give a fuck what you did or what you knew. I'm mad at everybody.
That's what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, what the fuck can you be mad about? Because I'm loyal to my motherfucking family?
I'm mad because
of human trait, you feel betrayed.
Nah, that ain't got nothing to do with it, dog. All I'm saying is, when I get mad, the way my anger is, I'm mad at everybody. I can talk to you for 2 weeks, and if you call me on that particular day, I'm fucking mad. I'm mad at you too, and you ain't done shit.
That's just the way
I am with my anger. I get mad at everybody.
Well, you need a counselor.
I don't need no goddamn counselor.
Shit, if you mad at the world over some shit that you can, that everybody can't control, yes, you do.
Well, at that particular time, I'm mad to the motherfucker. Now the next day I'm gonna come back down to myself.
Man, the back
when
day,
it happens, at that point in time, I'm mad at everybody. That's what I'm saying. Now tomorrow I ain't gonna be mad at everybody, but right now,
I'm
gonna
tell you
mad
like
at
this: if you mad at the world, don't call nobody.
I'm not. I even got a fucking phone now, so I can't call no goddamn buddy. I might text you though.
I don't see it, man. I mean, I'm gonna tell you like this, man. I've been in situations where motherfucker that I thought was my boy, he knew what my girl was doing. And when I found out, the nigga told me, yeah, when I found out, yeah, I knew when you found out, you was going to be pissed. I looked at him like, damn, nigga, you knew? That nigga said, man, I didn't want to start no rift between me and my woman. Shit, I couldn't do nothing but respect that. But now, when the flip side came back, oh, I'm every bitch in the book. I ain't shit. But, nigga, you ain't tell me. You ain't tell
I'm
me when it happened.
I'm not going to fucking respect you for not telling me. You supposed to be my motherfucking boy.
You know what?
You supposed to tell me
situation.
No matter what.
No, I'm going to tell you like this. Hold on, Wick. I'm going to let you say what you're going to say. But let me just say this, dog. I'm going to tell you like this. If this is my woman and we're like this, no, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you because my woman comes, and out of everybody, you should understand this. My girl comes first.
Well, I can agree with that in certain instances.
I mean, my girl comes first. If my girl right there, then my girl comes first. Then no, if my girl tell me some shit, and she look at me and say, Taz, I'm telling you this on the strength of, you know, because I don't keep no secrets from you, then I'm going to respect what the fuck she said.
But what's that got to do with you telling me my girl cheating?
Shit. Wasn't supposed to be my business in the first place. Now, hold on. Before I say anything else,
bullshit,
let me say
man.
Hold on, man. Shut the fuck up and let me finish what I was about to say. Before
bullshit.
I say that, would you shut the fuck up? God damn. Now, me and him has a different relationship from me and you. Now, me and him was friends through them. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, okay, in that instance, no. Now, me and you, yeah, that's something totally different. I didn't get mad at him because I knew where the relationship came at. I knew where the relationship came from. Shit, I knew him. I knew what type of motherfucker he was. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I didn't get mad at him. I didn't spaz out. Now, granted, me and you, I probably would spaz out. But I knew what me and his relationship come from. And that's the problem with people, is that you got to realize where the relationship comes from. If this relationship spawned out of her, then, no, I don't expect that motherfucker to tell me shit. Childhood friends? Something different. But if a motherfucker,
you
like,
just told me to shut the fuck up. You hurt my feelings.
I have to really consider it because childhood friends, I have to consider if what I'm telling you is going to hurt you more than help you.
No, I disagree with
because
that, man. For the simple fact that we childhood friends. You should
also
be able to say anything to me.
But also getting in relationships can also destroy your relationship.
Sometimes it is best
to keep your mouth closed.
No, Wick, I'm on your side. I'm on your side on this. And we all got the same mutual friend. Well, we all y'all got the same mutual friend. He's no longer my friend.
But sometimes keeping your mouth closed is best for all parties, including yourself.
Not if we're childhood friends, man. I disagree with that. If we go back that far. Hold on, let me say what I got to say.
Hold on now. All right.
Wait a minute, before you say yours, can I finish? Now, what if I end up telling you, you get pissed off at me because I told you and your girl convinced you that she's not, which I didn't see her, so now you don't believe me, now you mad at me, and you still with her. So what I gain out of it? Nothing. I lose a friend because he's in love with a woman that's cheating on him.
Oh, that's bullshit, man. I mean, me and you didn't actually had a fist fight and then drink together the next day. That don't mean shit, because we've been friends too long.
If my woman out there fucking around, I expect you as a childhood friend to come to me and tell me whether it hurt me or not. You and him had a fist fight. You and him did have a fist fight, but it wasn't over a girl.
That ain't the point. The next day, we were still cool.
Don't matter. I'll give you another example. Hold on, Wick.
I'm going to give you another example. I'm going to say one name. Tracy. And we still boys today.
Say who?
Wick, you didn't get jumped. There you go with this shit. We didn't argue about this point for like 20 years. You didn't get jumped. You didn't get jumped, dog. You didn't get jumped.
I'm just using that as an example. But we still friends today. And that was a girl.
Right.
And we still fucking boys today.
Hold on. Now, Wick, in your defense, you realize what type of motherfucker Tracy was.
Yeah, I didn't. But we still friends because I didn't let that get to me. I didn't tell you nothing. Now, if I'd have told you something that she was cheating and how she lied and said I said something which I didn't say, yeah, we probably wouldn't be friends because you wouldn't be friends with me because until you broke up with her at that time. So that's not a good example, Father Time. Not at all.
It is a good example because it was over female. But we still remain friends after all that bullshit jumped off. That's my point. Now, hold on.
Right. And I got to give him that one. I got to get Wick that one. But Wick, you didn't get jumped. You hit me. You punched me in my damn face when I tried to break the fight up. And I punched you back. But you didn't get jumped. But now,
I'm gonna punch you with a broke arm.
Motherfucker, you punched me. I didn't punch you. You punched me. I'm in the motherfucking middle of you motherfuckers trying to break you motherfuckers up. You punched me. But now, anyway, that's neither here nor there. But now, I am on Wick's side on this part. That. You found out what type of motherfucker Tracy really was. So, yeah. You pretty much like, okay, yeah, I was wrong about the way I handled things.
Well, listen, my point is this. And this is for you and him. We've been friends to the point to where we should be able to say anything to each other, whether you get mad or not, I don't care. We've been friends too long for I shouldn't have to watch what I got to say around you. I should be able to come to you straight up and tell you exactly what happened,
That's not what I was saying.
I agree.
I said I had to make a big decision. If me telling you is going to hurt you more than it's going to help you,
I expect you to tell me the relationship
that I have with you. That's more what I'm more looking out for the relationship I have with you than you do with that woman.
But I would respect you more for coming to me telling me the truth, telling me what I need to hear. whether that shit pissed me off or not, you still told me what I needed to hear.
But what if you weren't ready to hear it at that point?
That ain't the point. That's not the point. You still came to me as my friend and told me what I needed to hear. And I may get mad at you, but guess what? Tomorrow we're probably drinking together anyway. Or probably later on that night.
I had to decide if it's worth losing my friendship with you first.
Let me ask you a question, man. Let me ask you a straight up question.
No, I would tell.
Oh, thank you. But let me ask you a question, dog. Hold on, man. Let me ask you a question. Straight up.
Shoot.
Straight up. This is from me to you. No characters or none of that bullshit. Do you think there's anything you can say to me that would end our friendship?
Who you talking to, Bing?
No,
I'm talking
to Wick. No.
Oh.
But I have to think. But when I don't get in.
Ain't none of that. If you think you can say anything to me that won't end our friendship, then you should be able to say anything to me. And know that it ain't gonna end our friendship. We may have a falling out, but guess what? At the end of the day, we still gonna be fucking friends. You still told me what I needed to hear. You ain't telling me what I want to hear. You telling me what I need to hear.
Oh, no.
And I expect that from both of y'all.
When you get involved in relationships,
it ain't got nothing to do with it.
Asking for problems.
What if I'm in a fucked up ass relationship? I don't see it because I'm in it. I think everything is fucking gravy. But you see bullshit that's going on outside. You see it. I don't. You don't think you should come in to me and tell me that? Hey, man, I know that's your girl, dog, but, you know, at the club, she was raised all up on dude. But I'm thinking everything is good. But you see that it ain't. And I don't.
And you don't think you should
come and tell me that?
And you're saying that you're not going to be mad at that point. At that point, I say that motherfucker, what are you saying that shit about my girl? My girl don't be doing that motherfucker shit. I have to decide if that's worth me losing the relationship that we have. Especially if I know you in love and you just believe anything this bro say, I have to ease into it. I can't just come out and tell you.
Like I said earlier, you see it. I don't. I'm thinking everything is good, but you know it's not.
I have to decide if it's worth the.
Which one you want? You want to be told or you don't want to be told? Earlier you said she was wrong for telling the other dude, so now you want to be told?
There you go.
No, we talking childhood friends, though. We talking childhood friends. I mean, we talking 30, 35-year friendship.
Uh-huh.
When you've been friends with somebody that motherfucking long, that person should... I feel like I can come and say whatever I got to say to both of y'all. And if y'all get mad at me, I don't care. I'm your friend. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. I ain't that motherfucker in the cut that's telling you all that slick-ass shit. I'm going to tell you straight up. And, yeah... Both of y'all done got mad at me at times, but guess what? We still fucking friends.
You know what? I hear what you're saying, but how many times have we ever really got mad at you over relationships?
I don't know. But it ain't about whether it's a relationship or not. It's anything. This is me telling both of y'all that if I see something... I'm gonna
Father Tom, I've been trying to pussyfoot around it, man, but you take relationships different.
Yeah,
it ain't got nothing to do with a relationship.
I'm talking about anything, man. I was trying to make the point. I would have to decide if it's worth jeopardizing our friendship.
I understand what we're saying because in all due respect, you do kind of take relationships kind of differently than what we do. And I understand
that.
It ain't got nothing
that.
To do with what I'm talking about,
yeah.
man. I'm talking
no,
about
no,
anything.
Gotta...
I can come and say
okay,
anything
that,
to y'all,
that,
whether it's a relationship, family, whatever.
I hear that. Now, I would come to you about family, anything. Relationships. I understand what we're saying. When it comes down to relationships, a motherfucker. Now, me personally, I would tell you. But yeah, I would be iffy when I tell you. I'm not. I'm just being real. I would tell you, but I would be iffy about it. I would choose my words.
It'd be a decision that I have to make.
Right, and I would choose my words, and I would choose my words real carefully with you, because you do have a tendency to kind of like go this certain way. I know what we're saying. You do have a tendency to go a certain way when it comes to relationships. So yeah, he's probably pretty much saying like, yeah, that me and Wick is two different. We two different people. We think totally different. And yes, he probably would think twice because of the shit that you and him have been through. So yeah, he would probably think twice about talking to you quicker than I would. Because me, I would be like, well, fuck it, I can say it. I can say it, but he probably feel like, okay, the shit that Cass can say, I might can't say.
I go to Cass first.
Oh, you go to him and tell him some shit about my woman before you come to me?
Ask him what to do.
Man, play the sound bite. Fuck all y'all.
No, seriously, no.
I'm
not being funny,
I still
ride
the hell of hot water with you.
Right, I mean, dog, you and him done been through... Y'all done been through the trenches over a lot of shit, more so than me and you. Me and you done had our arguments, but you and Wick done had y'all motherfucking battles. You know what I'm saying? That's just like me and Wick. Me and Wick done had our battles. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm gonna respect what the fuck he say to me. You know what I'm saying? Now, you, on the other hand, you got a way of not listening. You do. You honestly do. You got a way of not listening to the point where motherfuckers be like, well, you know what? And I'm not going to lie. In a lot of situations, I'm like the mediator. It's like, okay, let me tell Cass, because Cass can talk to Tama quicker than... I can't.
Can I just ask one question, please?
What's that?
Why I feel like I'm in the goddamn principal's office?
It's okay, young man. We'll be done with you in a minute.
I feel like I'm in
right,
the goddamn principal's office, like I'm in trouble.
Because you're a badass kid.
Yeah.
You're a badass kid, bro. You know, you always say I'm the motherfucker, but dog, you a motherfucker too.
Hey man, I'm the good guy. But hey, check this out, man. You know, we ran over time, so they're gonna cut us off. So let me get my little shit in, man. SinCityRadio.net, y'all. And tomorrow's topic. It's gonna be
about
ass.
I wanna hear all
good when y'all.
I'm going to get scandalous.
Hey,
all
I got to say is be prepared to debate your stand, because I'm ready. I'm ready.
I don't even know her name. What's the wife's name? What is the wife's name? Anybody knows the wife's name?
The president's wife? I don't know.
The president's wife.
Millie.
I'm Team Millie. I'm Team Millie all the way. All you Team Olivia motherfuckers, let's go. I'm Team Millie.
I'm Team President.
I'm Team Millie tonight.
Well, you might as well be Team Olivia, because if you Team President,
right. If you Team President,
nope. Olivia and the President see things totally different.
Shit, I can't tell.
We gonna save it for tomorrow, but they see things totally different.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Look here.
Yeah, y'all must have seen the last episode.
Tell your friends. Tell your friends to tell their friends.
I saw the last
City,
episode.
That Sin City Radio tomorrow. If you wanna get scandalous on scandal, tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow
be ready.
Be ready.
To
bring all
your
shit. Bring all your shit. bring all your shit tomorrow, because we going to get scandalous on Scandal tomorrow.
For you cable motherfuckers, that shit is on demand. That's all I'm saying. Be ready, because I'm ready.
And just by hearing Janine's voice, you already know she hollering, Team Olivia. Team Olivia.
Mm-hmm. We going to see. We going to see. I got
we going
shit
hard, Mom. If you got a Facebook page.
I got some
page,
shit for Team Millie and Team Olivia. I'm going to break it all down for you.
If you got a Facebook, if you got a Facebook page and y'all know that your people look at Scandal, tell them hit Sin City Radio tomorrow. Because we going hard on Scandal tomorrow.
Indeed.
I'm going to make motherfuckers. I'm trying to make motherfuckers boycott the motherfucker. She rank up that with Tyler Perry to me. And I'm going to leave it at that. Yeah, but go ahead, Olivia. Right.
I knew she was Team Olivia an hour ago. That's why I called her Olivia.
We got to get the hell up out of here before they cut us off. So we're going to do it like this. Janine, what's your last words for tonight?
Great show. It was good talking with everybody. And I will be here tomorrow.
Have your Team Olivia shirt on, because we're going hard tomorrow.
Of course I will.
When you get around a water cooler, let them know. Hey, yeah, I want to talk about Scandal tomorrow. Go to Sin City Radio. Give them the number. Let them know. We going hard. We getting scandalous on Scandal tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, right. Make sure you know what the hell you talking about fucking with me.
What?
I'm going to break it down for you. You better know what you're talking about fucking with me. That's all I got to say.
I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, we going to see then.
I know. Okay, we are going to see.
Let's just see then.
Motherfucker.
Okay, tomorrow.
I show hope we can get one of these going towards WrestleMania. Shit, you motherfuckers don't talk about wrestling. Shit. I'm ready to get on some WrestleMania shit. But now we on Scandal. Liquor Store, any last words?
Y'all are crazy, man. Good goddamn show. Good show, good show. I'll be back tomorrow night. I may not be able to talk, but I'll be listening.
You work tomorrow?
No, but I got something I got to take care of, so. I'll be listening.
You got to go to church. Look at my weird, but you got to go to church.
You do it. He done added church on Sin City Night, girl. Yo, you know he wrong for that. And up on Wednesday night, this is prayer rehearsal. We have prayer meetings.
Right, she usually work on Tuesday nights.
Hey, when you tell them motherfuckers at prayer service, we got a Scandal thing going because they watch Scandal.
Okay.
All right. Tell the deacons to call. The mother church.
All you got to do is tell them you got a whole bunch of motherfuckers sinners that need prayer. I got the call. These motherfuckers need prayer. They need Jesus. We gonna go to church. We gonna pray for these things.
Y'all going to hell for that shit, boy.
I know. Y'all are crazy. Tomorrow night, I'll be listening
tomorrow
for
night,
sure. Regard.
Okay. Shouts out to my boy Player Playing. I see you out there, boy. Player, hey. Hey, Player Playing, hey, he don't be playing. Slick Mick, I see you too. Miss Cherokee, I know you're on your way. Hey, get them people something to talk about. What about you, partner? Any last words?
Hey, man, thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for calling in. SinCityRadio.net. And know your shit tomorrow night. Don't come to me with, don't come half-stepping tomorrow night, because I'm on it.
All right.
Team Millie and Team Olivia and any other goddamn team. I got you. Team President over here.
I'm Michelle Obama. I'm the first lady tonight.
Peace, Obama.
Man, you ain't my Obama, you black bat.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question, though. I was watching, before we get out of here, I was watching about that debt ceiling shit, and Obama did a press conference today. Has anybody actually looked at that motherfucker lately?
Uh-oh.
That motherfucker looked tired as hell.
But all presidents look like that.
If you take his picture from today to 08, that motherfucker looked totally, he looked like he aged 50 years. No lie.
Shit,
that motherfucker looked tired.
Right.
I'm just saying, that motherfucker
looked
tired as hell.
Goddamn Republicans been whooping on his ass for the past 8 years. Shit. You wouldn't be tired either? Shit. Fucking pick fucking goddamn day. All right,
hey,
y'all.
Thank y'all for calling, y'all. We appreciate the love. Hey, get on the site, y'all.
Man, come on, man. And I'm gonna say this one more time. All my fellas, you motherfuckers and punks, cause goddamn it, they got the sexiest shit on the motherfucker. I mean, y'all not looking at these sexy ass women on SinCityRadio.net. Come on, man. They showing you everything. Everything.
Oh, and by the way, y'all, we did put the video chat up in there. So if y'all see somebody online, you know, you want to chat with them one-on-one, y'all got the ability to do that now. I'm just putting that out there. You can video chat now, one-on-one.
That's what I'm saying,
man. Motherfuckers don't like to type. Like me, I don't like to type.
Let's get it going.
On the webcam.
Radio.net, man. Let's get this shit going, shit. Nigga, y'all motherfuckers playing. All these sexy-ass women on this motherfucker. Shit, and ladies, why some of them fellas? Shit. Y'all on Facebook. Y'all on Twitter. Y'all on everything. Invite some of them motherfucking men to come on SinCityRadio.net.com. Damn, SinCityRadio.net.com or CityRadio.net. God damn it. Y'all know where
right.
We at. Shit. Let's do with the damn thing. Good night, people. See you tomorrow.
Peace.
Peace.